Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Thursday morning, a handful of players opened up about their Week 6 matchup against the Seattle Seahawks and some of the key players that they're going to have to contain. We heard from Wes Welker, Jerod Mayo, and a few others, so check out what they had to say in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
I've been in some loud ones. It's one of the loudest. Last time I was there, their team wasn't that good. They were out of the playoffs already, and the place was still rocking. So they got good support out there.
How do you guys deal with that? I mean, on the offensive line, what are some of the keys? I know you don't give away state secrets or anything.
Right.
What are you?
Well, a lot of it's mental toughness, just being able to focus through that. Takes a lot of communication. You can't just look over and say you got to scream it to the guy next to you so he could hear you, but... Just making sure everyone's on the same page when you can't verbally get on the same page all the time.
You know, obviously he's a mobile quarterback. You know, he can run. So, you know, he becomes like a six wide receiver on some of those plays. And, you know, he's moving around a lot. He can throw on the run. He can throw from the pocket. So he does a lot of different things for him. He's playing well for him.
It's one of the main things that we practice, you know, turnovers, getting our offense the ball. You know, so it doesn't happen overnight. You know, we actually put a lot of work, a lot of time into going out, doing drills, just reminding each other, because we know if we keep giving this offense the ball, good things going to happen, you know. And defense, we know that we've got a lot of turnovers, and we got to get more.
Yeah, I think something we emphasize too is making sure that we're trying to keep control of the ball, whether it's in practice, late in the play, or anytime like that. So we practice quite a bit in practice, but. You know, we're a ball hawking type team, I think, too, and I think our defense does a good job of forcing turnovers and doing those different type things.
Vince was saying that in the drills that you guys do, it can get pretty competitive between offense and defense. Is that good?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do. We get very competitive, and it's a competitive atmosphere, and that's where it needs to be in order to be the type of team we want to be.
Which side wins those battles?
You know, it's back and forth. It's back and forth. So, and you like it that way. You don't want one side winning all the time. So, it's good to see.
I think we could do a better job of protecting it. We've lost a couple the last few weeks. So, we need to do a better job of that until we get it to zero. It's not good enough. And the defense has been doing a great job. They've been knocking out fumbles, getting interceptions, and as many of those that we can get, I'll take all of them.
Bill is old-fashioned. Bill is laid back. You know what? Everybody have their own way of showing emotion or how they coach or how they play. You know, it's just different. You know, I try not to try to compare guys. But, you know, it's different. It's different. But it's very exciting to see, you know, when you do something well, that your teammates and your coaches get excited. You know? And Bill done that before. He done that before. It's a lot of time. He might not show it a lot on TV, but he'll come to the bench, high five us, you know, tell us a good job and stuff like that. So, but it's always exciting.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.